This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at our first story, it's an op-ed written by Mustafa K. Anwar on the Malaysian Insight, and it's about political faux pas. And of course, that's nothing new in the Malaysian political landscape, especially during the previous Barisan National Government and their administration. It had become a bit of a trademark of sorts among certain BN cabinet ministers, prone to making a fool of themselves with their public remarks, and then there's a retraction, and then there's a clarification. But of course, with the new Pakatan Harapan government, you know, members of the public, and at least on social media, they don't have that much of a temperament to deal with that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I know what you mean. So it's basically a piece on the political fraternity's media savviness and the picture that it paints, for citizens, right, and also of the new government, of the new Malaysia. So you're right, it seemed to be a little bit of a regular pattern. You know, a rubbish statement would be published, social media would erupt, and then, you know, it's sort of backbenched into the hall of shame.
Yeah, especially, you know, remarks that were stated and recorded in front of the media, or let's say in Parliament, for example, and yet members, these leaders, these public officials, would with some gall say that, you know, that's not true.
So according to this op-ed, Malaysians in general don't have much tolerance when it comes to public statements that remind them of blunders of yore. Malaysians not very forgiving. We've put up with that for a long time, you know, pointing out the recent M. Kulasegaran remark on not having any foreign cooks.
Yep.
Of course, our Deputy Prime Minister Wan Aziza also not spared, saying, pointing out the incident.
She was unaware.
She was unaware about Siti Kasim's arrest. I mean, I don't know. What do you feel? Not too long ago, the battleground was very, very different, right? I mean, these same individuals were starved of any kind of coverage or, publicity. So frankly, developing, sophisticated a coherent message and savviness wasn't exactly the order of the day.
Yeah, you also had the recent media gaffe by the finance minister, Lim Guan Eng. Mm. There was the controversy over the Mandarin statement issued by the finance ministry. And in these three statements,
incidents.
A lot worse could have happened. And, if this is the learning curve that they're going through, it's being pretty gentle, because when you think about some of the previous gaffes that have taken place in our political culture, this is nothing yet, but it is a good indicator about how the public actually views and has very little tolerance, as you mentioned, for these types of mistakes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the kind of coverage that they were the former opposition bloc. So, the kind of coverage that they received. And I would imagine that a lot of it came from the theatrics and the dramatic things that happened, right? So, something dramatic happens and the press cannot ignore it.
Right.
And so far they get the publicity for it. But I think playing catch up now, needs to happen. But it also feels like it needs to happen a little bit faster.
It needs to happen in concurrent with all of the other major, major talking points and issues that are happening in the country as well.
Yeah, as a coalition, I have to say, right, you rode on this ticket of being progressive, on being forward-looking, etc.
And being better than, the previous administration as well.
That's right. So that you need a strategy to present a cohesive front, it doesn't feel like rocket science, right? We're not in Kansas, Toto.
To make sense of all of this, we're crossing over to Jahabar Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight. Jahabar, thanks for being with us on the program. Tell us, what do you think of these recent, PR stumbles? Were they something to be expected, I guess?
I think actually I expected more. I'm surprised that there are so few media screw-ups so far by the new government. And I think it's because a lot of them have experience running a state government or previously running a federal government. So it's only to be expected that, after 40 days, there will be a few missteps here and there. Mm. To expect them to be perfect is unrealistic and naive.
Yeah, okay. But do you think this calls for them to step up their PR game quickly at all, given that we've seen quite a bit of dissatisfaction towards, these mishaps?
I think most of the people who made noise are in social media or have vested interests. These mistakes are not fatal. These mistakes happen all the time. Cannot be condoned, cannot be forgiven. But, you know, these are guys who used to be in opposition for such a long time. And they tend to speak their mind and be very honest about what they talk about. And I think we need to appreciate that, that they are very honest about what they do and how they go about communicating with Malaysians at large. And as far as I'm concerned, I like this. You know, I like the fact that they are humans. They make mistakes and we can tell them off, right? I mean, if we keep quiet about it, then we are no different from what has happened in the country in the last 30 years.
And I guess, do we know what happens on the PR front for these politicians? Does each of them have their own PR team, so to speak? Is there any cross-coordination between them?
Well, I think right now they don't have any public relations team or communications team. I don't think they were prepared to run the government, actually. They were equally surprised that they won. Some of them have experience, as I said before, and they will take some time to come to grips with the fact that this Malaysia is a Malaysia where everybody is talking to each other and nobody's listening. But when we listen, we hear them when they make mistakes, that's all, right? So we spot their mistakes and we tell them off straight away. And I appreciate that they're honest to accept that they have made a mistake or they take action to correct it immediately or to respond to it immediately instead of ignoring it. No, this is a so-called new Malaysia. We've got to learn to be critical and to accept criticisms and respond immediately and accept the answers that they give once in a while if it's logical. You know, you can't keep punishing them on these things when the bigger issues of the country is the relationship among Malaysians, the economy, the education. There are far bigger issues for us to look at rather than just some guy screwing up and putting his foot in his mouth.
So what do you think about the comparisons that have been made between the recent media mishaps and those of the previous administration? I mean, is that a fair juxtaposition?
I think the great thing is that this government acknowledges that they might have misspoken or might have spoken too early or have jumped the gun. The previous government would just, you know, dismiss all these mistakes and say it's par for the course and, you know, the government knows best. You know, this government doesn't say it knows best. It's willing to engage with people. I think that's great. And also the fact that Malaysians can see the bigger picture at times. We're just too, I think, fixated with what happens in social media and we think that is the rule. You know, just because 10 people say it on social media doesn't mean 1,000 others agree to it in real life, right?
Right, and it's a fair point. And as a side, Jabbar, what do you think about the recent kerfuffle over how Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng wrote a post in Chinese to defend a trilingual statement regarding the TRX issue?
Well, I actually have to figure out what is the issue of the day. You know, his official statements are in Bahasa and English anyway. And the reality is that there's a lot of interest in the Chinese media. They might not be equipped to know all the technical issues, and he's being helpful by putting out things in Mandarin. I think he, among all people, realized that the national language is Bahasa Malaysia. I think if people look far back enough in the history of Lim Guan Eng, they will notice that he went to jail for a statement he made in Bahasa Malaysia rather than a statement made in Mandarin or in English. Right? So please look at a larger context of it, the longer history, rather than just picking at everything every day. You know, it just looks like we Malaysians have no other better work than to look at each other's mistakes.
That's very true. Okay, so any thoughts on how, I guess, just Malaysians at large should approach any future, PR mishaps coming from the government?
You know, Malaysians should keep watch over this government and make noise and criticize them when they make mistakes. But it shouldn't be something so fatal that you're obsessed about it and you think nothing but the mistakes that they make over language and communication. As I said, the bigger issues in this country is race relations, the economy, the education, the future of Malaysia, the fact that I don't want to be taxed any more than I am already because the country has such a debt problem. You know, I want a better life. But a better life doesn't mean that the minister must speak well. The minister must do his job. That's the most important thing for me.
Well, Jabbar, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Jabbar Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight, with his views on the recent media gaffes made by cabinet members.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree with him more in that. Yeah, it's the most important thing is that his job is done or her job is done. I don't know whether that's necessarily mutually exclusive. I think he can do both.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
You know, I'm not used to that. You know, lack of. You know, I can't even say I'm not used to the lack of sophistication. It's not as though everything that came up from the previous government had any sophistication whatsoever. But I would like to see a little bit more. And I do wonder whether or not, you know, it bothers anybody, you know, these sorts of statements.
0377109000, if you've been bothered by any of these recent media gaffes by politicians and cabinet members, tell us what you think.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.